Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Winning Post Preview podcast. Slightly later than normal, we had some gremlins in the IT system late Thursday afternoon, but we're here bright and early Friday morning, and we're going to take a look at the last Group 1 of the season, the Tats Tiara to be run at Doom. But I'm Joel Marshall, steering the ship. John Barker not in this week's episode, but Carl Diorio, my Winning Post and Best Bets colleague, is here to join me. And Carl, final Group 1 of the season. We've got a full field there for the Tats Tiara and what looks a pretty competitive race with a couple of the main fancies drawing wide.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting race. Obviously, barriers are a key component to any big field at Doomben. And it's a pretty evenly matched field. Bonnie O'Reilly in fantastic form, but certainly the chances don't end with one or two key runners.
No, well, look, I've gone with the wide barriers. I've just thrown the barriers out the window, really, and sticking within her time. She's been so good in her two runs. You know, if you've tipped or backed her in both runs, you've just got to stick with her. It's disappointing that, you know, you took 20s and 17s and whatever, and now you've got to take 350. But she's proved that she can sit wide and do it a bit tough, and she all but won the Stradbroke, but for Impending's good turn of foot, a classy colt got past her, but she gave a huge kick after sitting wide no cover in that race, and I think she can take care of the mares on Saturday, number three in her time. Look, I've got her to beat 10, Bonnie O'Reilly, who's another one that's drawn wide. She drew wide last start after having everything pretty much go to water in her first three starts this time in, but she proved that she could do it pretty tough. I thought she battled on quite well last start. She goes in for second. For third, number two, Danish Twist, I think could be the slice of value. She's proven up to this Group 1 level, and I thought she was pretty good against the boys off that fresh and with the 59. And number 14, Prompt Response, who was good last start. She had a good run. She'll probably get a similar sort of good run again. She goes in for 4. 3, 10, 2 and 14 for the big Group 1 for me. Who are you going to have something on, Carl?
Maternal's a mare that I've had a bit of time for. Just cannot draw a barrier. Was still good enough to overcome it at Ipswich last time in the Gabe Waterhouse Classic. And the start before did cover extra ground. Look, I do have to have a bit more of a closer forensic look at the race.
Maternal's got to get a run. She's first emergency. Of course, her and Kinshachi quenelled the race last week at Ipswich. Maternal was just backed as if there was no tomorrow. And I think everyone, maybe all the smart sense, people put their money on Maternal because she was just backed heavily and she beat Kinshachi, but she's got to get a run in the race. That's, and she's right, drawn wide again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And she's had that mare Divine Madonna, who we all remember had that powerful finishing burst and was capable up to the 1600 metres. Won't have to go that far on Saturday, but yeah, that's the one. Just, you know, at a quick glance takes my eye, but as I said, a bit more forensic analysis for me, and I'll leave you in the capable hands with the rest of the Doomben card. And the stakes races don't end there. We see the Tattersall's Cup Race 5. We've got a smallish field, but Rudy top weight. Can he break through and enter a long run of outs here?
Yeah, well, that's a Group 3. Also, the Healy, the last race is a Group 3, and a couple of listed races, Race 2 and 6. We'll just go to Race 2, the listed race, for the two-year-olds, and I'm with 7, Lady Lark, who got home nicely first up at the end of 1200. I think 1350 suits her. I've got her ahead of 12, Pretty Fast, 6, Marseille on Fleur, and 2, Curdled. Race 5, the race you mentioned, is the Tats Cup. Small field with Tukenchu out, just the 7 left now. 5, Merendi for me at a bit of odds. Failed on a wet track, then went to the Brisbane Cup, got back, finished alongside Self Sense. We know that form's not too bad. I think he can improve on top of the ground from 1, Rudy, 3, Pemberley, and 4, Feltray. Race 6 is the listed Mum Open Quality. 3 Men of His Word got to a mile quickly, second up. I think he looks ready now, third up at this distance, to beat 1, Religify. You know he'll go forward and take plenty of catching. 5, Payroll was excellent last start. She got a lovely ride by D. Oliver. But she can certainly win again without surprising. And 10, I'll Fly Away. I thought last start at the mile suggests she was looking for 2,000. They stay at the mile, and that may just see her settle for fourth or fifth again. But perhaps next start she could be ready. And the final event is the Healy Stakes. Good race to finish off with. Group 3 sprint over the 1,200. And I'm with Sir Statham here, number 11. Former Kiwi, whose New Zealand form was okay. He had a couple of goes at Group 1 and, you know, finished top 4, top 5. He's come over here and he's run 2 slashing races at the 1,050 metres. Without a lot of luck, Karen McAvoy stays aboard. He's been aboard both starts in Brisbane. And look, he's big odds. This is a little bit tougher, but happy to back him each way. From 2, Deploy. He's been beaten once since being gelded. Excellent win last start. 5, too good to refuse. He'll be steaming home. And 4, Flippant, who's a pretty talented mare and has trialled well. I made In Her Time my best in the big one, and Sir Statham as my value in the last. That takes care of Doomben. Of course, we'll be back for Sunshine Coast to, well, probably fully conclude the Winter Carnival next Saturday. Flemington, obviously you've run your eyes over this meeting, Carl, and it's a good card. Obviously, we're building towards Winter Championship Finals Day in a fortnight, and it's, well, typical Flemington in the lead-up to that day. Big fields, plenty of chances, and, well, no black type, but give us your thoughts, maybe a best and a value, and anything else you may want to mention.
Yeah, there's a couple that stand out for me. I think in race 6, number 15, Ability, looks very hard to beat down in the weights. Was quite impressive at Moonee Valley. Getting back, enjoying a nice trail into a off a fast pace, but really hit the line hard at Moonee Valley. That was an impressive win. Yes, it didn't beat all that much. Aurelio and Core Beach and a few others as well, but that was just emphatic. And if you look at this field, there's a few up in the weights that have had their chances, and I think Ability is probably the one that might just have the upside after having a few operations over the off-season, and does look to have come back a better horse. So I've got it on top in that race, race 6. And the value bet, I guess you could say, or the other one I do like, is race 8, number 6, Loyalty Man. $8.58, a nice each-way price. His first up run was good behind Shahitzi. Shahitzi bowled along in the lead, ran the first 800 in about 47.7, which is about almost a full second quicker than average, and maintained it through the line. Loyalty Man sat prominently, ran the quickest last 200. He sustained his effort. He's going to be fitter for that run. I think a mile in the Winter Championship final will suit him. He gets a 4.5 kilo swing on Shahitzi as well, which is so important. So they're the two that really do stand out for me at Flemington.
Interesting race, that race 8. Like, you've got Royal Rapture, Chaitzi, and Loyalty Man trifecta from that last race at Flemington. Change in the weights and maybe a bit more fitness for both those place getters. Can see them improve. I've gone Royal Rapture. I think maybe the mile next time probably is when you should step in, but drawn inside of Chaitzi, so maybe can take use of that and get a bit more forward to his preferred role of getting on speed. But yeah, it's an interesting race, that. Look, I'm keen a little bit early in the day. I like Give Us a Go, race 3, number 6, and happy to make her my best at good odds, around $12 or $13. She's a pretty handy mare, and she's in reasonable form. We saw her in the spring at Flemington during Cup Week run a good third behind Demonstrate and Sovereign Nation, which is pretty good form for a mare's race. She's come back this prep with a strong win over the Ellerton Zara mare that ran last week, Whistle Baby. And then they tried her at good level in the group race at Caulfield, ran behind Hook. Yeah, just got a bit too far back, sort of held her ground okay, fair enough, and then went to Flemington. That was a race of many hard luck stories, so probably benefited from getting every chance there. But she ran third behind Inspector, Coldstone. Chaitzi obviously was one of those unlucky runners in that race. And then last start at Sandown, I thought she was okay. She did a bit of work wide on speed, and pretty strong race there, won by Canny Essent. We've had Stylish Miss come through that race and win. And some of the males who finished in front of her, I think he'd be backing in this mare's race. So on the minimum, Give Us a Go, I reckon, is a good bet. Hay Bale, I think, could be a bit of value in race 2. A lot of these horses come through a race at Flemington a fortnight ago, won by Invincible L. And then you've got those couple at the top of the weights coming through different form lines, Ashlaw, Ken's Dream. Hay Bale's first run as a gelding that day down the straight, and he sat there with no cover and thought stuck on pretty well for fifth. Again, with no weight, I thought he might run well. So I made him my value, and a couple of the others through the day that I was keen on. Maybe Portion Control, I didn't think he was bad at Flemington last start. And in the last, Samovare gets the nod, although she seems to be a real spruik horse and she's already been well backed. She'll be probably a warm favourite come the last. Moving across to Royal Randwick on Saturday. Again, no black type action. Field starting to trim up a little bit in Sydney. My best bet is Leopari. Just follow up, however much you had on him last week, I think follow up. It was a Look, a bit of a hard watch. He took every inch of the 1500 and a strong, vigorous ride by Hugh Bowman to get him up, but he won. Big drop in weight. I like that they've claimed on him with Andrew Adkins down to 51.5, and the 1600's what he wants, as well as Randwick. I think he can win again. And, well, I'll probably have to revisit my value because Imperator Augustus has come up pretty short. I think 460 with some markets, which is too short for a value bet. I think he'll run well, race 8, number 14. And just having a quick look at my selections, perhaps the one at odds now maybe loves a fantasy, race 3, number 7. Good drop in weight for her, down to 52.5, and I think she could be ready fourth up. So she could be the value. Having seen the odds, Imperator Augustus has gone up. Carl, what are your thoughts at Randwick?
Best bet, race 6, number 5, Old North. I think he's been racing well this campaign, at least from two of his three runs this campaign. He didn't fire at Scone when he just raced too keenly. But his first up run, the Hawkesbury, was good. He got a long way back and he found the line nicely. That was his first up run after being gelded. He failed at Scone, as I said, after racing too keen. And then, like the way, finished off behind Royal Tudor for third off a set sprint tempo. He was certainly not assisted by the tempo or the fact that he was a little bit slowly into stride. I think stepping up to a mile now, that should be suitable. He was a 2,000 metre Group 2 winner as a three-year-old in the Tulloch Stakes, so the distance shouldn't be an issue. And the value bet comes up in the last race. It's number 14, Rose of Man. This horse, I think, is pretty capable on rain-affected ground, particularly over the 1,000 metres at Randwick, which just seems to bring out the best in her. Recent performances at Randwick over the 1,000 metres on rain-affected going saw her finish behind Nieta. And also, the other stakes performed there. That's quite good. I'm the Lady was also there three starts ago, but she's measured up in strong grade. That on a good track, she once ran final 600 metres over 1,000 metres in 32.57, which was quicker than Winx and Southern Legend on the same day. She has an unbelievable turn of foot when she can be able to produce it, and I think that race in the last sets up nicely for a swooper, so I think she's a nice each-way price.
All right, moving across to Morphettville on Saturday, and I haven't had much of a look at the meeting, Carl, but a pretty stock standard card it appears. But 8 winners, can you find at least a couple?
Now, hopefully Core Beach, race 5, number 7, will get the job done. This is a horse that won first up and then ran that quite well at Mooney Valley, rolling along in the lead and was overrun by ability. Gets into this race just a half kilo off the minimum, and I think can get the job done. Does have to contend with Aurelio, who did finish ahead of it at Mooney Valley in that ability race, and there is a bit of a weight sort of, not much of a weight difference from that race, I suppose, but I'm quite confident that Core Beach will race up on the speed and be too hard to catch over that sprint distance. And then in the towards the back end of the program, my value bet is Vicky's Boy. Now, I was a little bit surprised by the price. I expected slightly more than $657, but first up run was an eye catcher over the 1,000 metres as 2-1 favourite, and then last time just was ridden a little bit too close to the speed and didn't finish off behind It's Invincible. Vicky's Boy's best form as a 3-year-old would certainly set figure in the finish here.
All right, Belmont over in the west. We do have a black type race there. It is the Belmont Guinea, 1,600 metres for 3-year-olds, race 7 on the card. Variation going to go around a pretty warm favourite, would have thought. His form this time in has been good. He goes in for second for me. I'm just banking on a filly taking the next step here, number 15, Fontaine Bleu. She's come back in good order. It was a good return for third. She went to the 1700 second up. It was a strong win. This is a lot tougher, but she's come back, as I said, looks to be a better horse this time in, and maybe take the punt on her each way. Variation, the one to beat, number 1, 6, Western Temple in for third. And the Derby winner, Gatting, in for fourth, returned over a sprint trip, found out over that trip, but out to the mile, second up, looks ideal for him. My best on the card, a horse that, well, a lot of listeners would be familiar with, Just Magical, former Victorian sprinter, now over in the west with Michael Lane. He's been competitive for a pretty good level in Victoria, and look, drawn 11 of 12, usually sort of goes forward, but interesting to note his two trials, they've ridden him back. He's worked to the line really well under a hold, having drawn wide. Be surprised to see what they do with him, but in any case, I think it's a pretty winnable race for him first up, and I made my value Fontaine Bleu in the feature, race 7, number 15. Across the Tasman on Saturday, we've got racing at Tauranga and Riccarton. Tauranga Well, get the cash early, 9:55 Australian Eastern Standard Time. Race one, number one, Kamikaze Rebel. Had a few goes in his first prep and wasn't able to break through, but a couple of those were in strong $40,000 maidens on feature race days, and he racked up the placings, never finished further back than fourth. He got out to eventually 2,100 at the back end of his campaign, but he had some good form, some good performances over the short trip, so I think 1,200 first up will suit him nicely. And my value is Nomisma in the feature, the listed weight for age, fillies and mares race 8. Number 9, she's been a bit disappointing, to be fair, on her early form, but she gets conditions to suit. I think the 1,400 is perfect for her, and perhaps an inside gate. Not sure how that will play. It's going to be pretty heavy, but look, she's racing well enough to be given an each-way chance. And Rickerton, my best is Wise Move, race 7, number 3, third up, looks ready to strike, and my value is He Ain't Heavy, race 8, number 10. So hopefully we can finish the card off strong there at Rickerton. Well, that just about takes us out for another preview podcast. Don't forget to get out and buy your winning post out now. All news agents got form for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a couple of fields for Monday as well, all your regular features. And don't forget to tune in to RSN 927, all Victorian listeners. You'll hear the dulcet tones of myself and Carl DiOrio once again. We're on there for a few weeks, and a bit of luck last week, Carl. Pat on the back for yourself, stylish miss at a big price on top, and we both managed to find Petrology also at big odds. So sure, the listeners, well, the pressure's on now. We've given them a taste of what we can do. Pressure's on for tomorrow.
No,
and Flemington too. It's a bit of a nightmare card.
If I was sold the century, I'd happily not come back as a carryover champion and just walk away.
Take the prizes and run.
You take the prizes and run. It's pretty hard to do better than that. So we'll be doing our best tomorrow, and hopefully the luck falls our way again.
All right, sounds good. Okay, listeners.
$20 bet.
$20 bet. Yes, nearly forgot that. I usually have Barks to lead me into that. Well, $20 bet, geez. Now, I like In Her Time, but a bit short. I'm going to go give us a go. Flemington, race 3, number 6. I like her, and I think $13, you can back her each way.
Waltzy Man for me each way in the race 8. Number 8, I think.
Number 6.
Yep, so race 8, number 6 each way, $8.50 Flemington.
Perfect. Okay, listeners, hopefully you found plenty of winners. As I said, don't forget to pick up your winning post, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.